afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I'd like to welcome my Tuesday co-host. You all either know him with love or detest, or perhaps a bit of both there. I don't know, you know, what else can you say about this gentleman? He's a legacy and a myth behind all we stand for in our society. He's so politically incorrect, he does, in fact, have his own zip code. I'd like to welcome, folks, none other than Paul the Impaler in California. Welcome, Paul.
Well, good morning, Richard. I felt you maybe struggled a little bit with that intro. It wasn't as smooth and fast as it normally is. So how are you doing today? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I was just, you know, thinking how else I might describe you. I guess I would, not really be able to add anything without further thought. But
well, I thought before we proceed any further, I have an announcement to make. So I'd like to do it on your show. You ready for my announcement?
Oh well, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Here's my announcement for everybody. It's the Jews, okay? It's nobody else. It's not the South Koreans. It's not the Nigerians. It's not the globalists. It's not the elitists. It's the Jews, Richard. That's what I wanted to say right off the bat. Not waste any time. Not beating around the bush. Let's name the Jew, because that's who it is. The Grinch who stole Christmas? It wasn't the Grinch. It's the Jews who stole Christmas. And they're worse than the Grinch. I mean, the Grinch went to Whoville, you know, and he tried to ruin the Christmas for everybody, not just Cindy Lou Who. But it's worse than that. He, you know, the Grinch just took all the possessions and maybe left a little crumb, right, and took his big sleigh back up to his house on the hill, you know, hoping to ruin everybody's Christmas. The Jews are way worse than that, because they want to inject little Cindy Lou Who with a poison, make her sick and perhaps even sterile, right? The Jews want to take away the sun with their atmospheric dimming and their chemtrail warfare plan. They want to take away the rain with their drought. The Jews ruin everything. Have you ever thought about it in that way? They ruin everything. They ruin Christmas. They ruin the air. They ruin the water with their fluoride and everything else. I can't tell you how clear it is. It's the Jews. Are you listening, Kelso? It's the Jews. It's nobody else. It's not evil. It's not globalist. It's not tyranny or oppression. It's the Jews. Okay, so we can have a show now, Richard. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
You know, it's actually a kind of coincidental. I was thinking of making an opening reference to Jewish power, but this week I was actually considering doing it on my Wednesday show, with Scorpio, because I heard him mentioning with Mike Sledge recently on some of their shows together how some of their critics in the comments section think that they're not hard enough on Jews lately, and they don't name the Jew enough lately, and yeah, they were pointing that out in one of their recent shows the last month or two, that they've gone soft, you know. But I was so. I'm not making this up, but seriously though, I really and Mike, of course, he said Jew like about 10 times in a row at the start of the show to make up for it that day. So, but no, I honestly, I wanted to remark to that by saying myself, if I were to blame the Jew for everything I know they're guilty of with all these agendas, everything I cover, all these topics, agendas and everything. If every day I constantly mentioned how much I think Jews are responsible for those things and how much it irritates me that something needs to be done, I don't think I would still be on the air, quite frankly. And I don't think any of these RBN listeners would be listening to me as the only issue, you know? I mean, it's like I'm convinced of it, but without having done the research and the time it takes to do such research and the willingness to do such research, you know, those are all required for people. And, you know, I know a lot of people just aren't there. And I know that, you know, that's so I have on plenty of people who have open reign of free speech. Same with callers. We get all sorts of opinions, whether we're talking about Russia, this, that, or the other. And, you know, or the whole, you know, Ashkenazi, Khazarian, compared to Sephardic. But anyway.
Nothing more weary than that, huh? Oh, it's the Zionists. Oh, it's the Talmudic Jews. Oh, it's the Jewish supremacists. Oh, my God. You know, the other night I called into one of your fellow host shows. I think we know who it is. His initials are JK. Well, anyway, I was just making the point because he was going on, blathering on and on about whatever he does, you know, and Trump this and Trump that and, you know, these government committees, senators, you know, congressmen said this, oh, there's a hearing, you know, and I wanted to clarify things for him, and I thought I could do it in the way that I normally do, right? So basically, you know, he goes on this whole thing about, well, there's evil people among every group, and we're fighting evil. That's what it is, Richard. It's evil. It's this thing, this amorphous, non-human concept known as, quote, evil. That's what we're fighting. You know, this is akin to somebody, you know, let's say you get bit by a dog, okay? And this somebody comes upon you and says, you know, you didn't really get bit by a dog. You got bit by aggression and fear and anger, you know? I mean, you know, this individual is supposed to have like 165 IQ. I've heard him say it on the air. And yet he was telling me, oh, I know what you're all about. You're all about hating the Jews, aren't you? Isn't that what you're about? You're just about hating the Jews. And I'd like to say now for everybody to hear, well, I'm not all about that, but that's a good start. You know, that's a good start. Oh, but don't hate them. Hate what they do. You know, don't hate the criminal. Hate the crime. This is the level of discourse of some people out there who, I don't know, they're in denial of their own mental faculties, I think.
And as far as the, well, amount you can get, I don't know, it's hard to follow that up, you know, sometimes I'll lose train of thought in the middle. But, you know, really, I can't really see how any of these things can be dealt with without, I mean, because people address the religion and they also address the genetics. And some people will be somewhere in between on acknowledging the genetics, you know, the genetic profile admixture of Jews exists even for that matter. But it's a cult, all right? Identifying as a Jew, right, whether you're religious or secular, if you donate money to Jewish causes, if when you know certain perspectives or points of view on a topic or a debate are pro-Jewish, you go with that one because you know it's your people and it must be the right thing for you to do, at least. I mean, if you are guilty of these things, if you don't have to associate even with other Jews, much less go to synagogue or whatever. I mean, so it's, yeah, it is a cult. Even if you have Jewish DNA, if you were to completely extricate yourself, that means don't even marry a Jew, don't even ever bring it up again, consider yourselves completely against the Jewish agenda, then maybe we would consider you in our ranks, consider you for our ranks, you know, depending. But yeah, that pretty much is the way I see it. I mean, it is a cult, and it is a mixture, an admixture of genetics, but there's also the religious thing and playing on one or the other, just like playing on am I white or am I not white, depending on what perception, right, I want today on society or to work our proxy armies against whites of other races.
You know, and I just had a brief thought, too, as you were, you know, responding there, and you mentioned DNA a couple of times, and it just came to me that, you know, I have a little bit of a take on that for a moment. This is what I call the micro detail that in many cases we don't really need, and it doesn't really serve our purposes. When you think about it right now, okay, so sure, I'm not denying DNA, its existence, or that it's based on science. Okay, we'll go with that. But again, for the average person walking around, it's just a concept. Okay, just like the molecule or the atom is really a concept, because you don't deal in, you know, in your life with molecules or atoms, right? Just like you don't deal with DNA. It's there, it's real, and it exists, right? And the idea that, well, is there a DNA profile or not? You know, there may be, I don't know. Is there a DNA profile to my German Shepherd? Is there a DNA profile to a poodle? Is there a DNA profile to a pit bull? Yeah, I suppose there is, but we don't need to see the DNA profile. We can tell with our own eyes. You know, this whole thing about, well, don't judge a book by its cover. Well, you know, not so fast on that one. I mean, let's face it. A lot of times it's an indication of what's inside. Okay, so I think there's a lot of things that have been put in our minds over time and inserted into our culture by our enemies. I mean, you know, sometimes I wonder, am I going crazy? Is everything the Jews? And it reminds me of what was written. I believe it was Hitler himself in Mein Kampf, but it could have also been in other National Socialist writing, where there was a line, and it was, under every rock I turn over, right? And it's like, okay, if it's under every rock I turn over, it's like, you know, this little rabbi rubbing his hands together, right? No matter what it is, with law, medicine, politics, you know, Hollywood, you know, evil TV and movies and, you know, anti-white agenda, immigration, on and on. It's like every single time, period, 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 right? So it's like, okay, do we need any more finer debate points? And I would say no. And while I'm on this little rant, and it's not like I don't give you pauses, I do, and I respect the way that you let me go on. But just the other day I was listening to a show, and a host on RBN, whose initials are PS, said this thing, which he said similar things before about, you know, in terms of talking about other non-political solutions, right, such as building a movement, you know, awareness, awakening, you know, knowledge, information, all that. He basically said more or less it's absurd or ridiculous to think that we can shoot our way out of it. And, you know, my response to that would be, no, it's not, okay? And I've even heard him say stuff like, we can't. No, yes, we can. We could. All right? There really aren't any other options when you get right down to it. And the fact of the matter is, this concept of shoot, well, that just happens to exist because guns exist. We invented them. Okay? If guns didn't exist, then there would be other ways. That just happens to be a way that people express. But when you look, you know, at everything that's laid out before us, it does seem like a very, very daunting task until you consider the alternative, right? And the alternative is, slowly and surely, we as a society, as a culture, as a people, as a race, will be forced into oblivion by these people, our determined enemies. So anyway, I don't know where that came from. There's another rant. Thanks for letting me express it.
No, it's a very good set of points that you address there. As far as the amounts that we can get back our society without, I mean, with political solutions, you know, there's a lot of debate out there, but I, at the end of the day, I'm not very hopeful like you about anything in that realm. As far as how much guerrilla warfare in Vietnam or Afghanistan was able to stop it from being, them from being conquered. And look how many more guns we have here in the U.S. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that we couldn't, you know, who cares what kind of like war machine, wonder weapons the U.S. has, if you'll forgive the reference.
Let me tell you a little story from my past, from school. And I'm sure everybody out there knows one story or another here like that. It's just an allegory. But it works. As you know, most people, if you've ever been out in public or remember from school, you know, if there was ever a fight that broke out, generally the vast majority of people will not be involved. They're just going to watch. Okay. I've seen it over and over again. Now, okay, if a teacher comes along and breaks it up, that's one thing, right? But most people don't want trouble, and most people are going to avoid it. But there are people that will act to defend themselves or defend others or take care of business, and those are the people that get things done. So this is from, I believe it was my sophomore year, if I'm not mistaken. And there's this one kid, okay, he just so happened to be black, okay, but it is what it is, right? One of the few, a handful in the school that I went to. And he was one of those guys, he wasn't like a super mean guy, but he was a little bit of a bully and a prankster, and he would mess with you, you know? And people just generally, like, if you weren't his friend, you just maybe kind of avoided him and hoped that he didn't turn his attention to you, you know, because whatever it was, little physical things or verbally, he would abuse you or humiliate you. Well, there was this new guy in school, new guy in class, and people just called him Red. You know, he had kind of reddish hair, and he was just a normally built guy, I suppose, right? But anyway, since he was a new guy, this black kid, decided to turn his attention, just started hassling him a little bit here and there, right? You know, nothing major, but just like, you know, poking. Well, one day in class, he flicked his ear, okay, you know, with the finger, the way kids used to do that. And I remember I was actually nearby, and Red kind of turns around and he says, if I was you, I wouldn't do that again, right? Well, guess what? He did it again. He flicked his ear again. And this kid, this new kid, that everybody just called him Red, right? He spun around and he grabbed him by both, like, lapels of both.
Well, okay. We lost Paul. We'll see if we can get him back. Curious point for him to lose the connection by pure coincidence, I must say. But, well, I guess it was a bit of a spicy topic. We're delving into today. I don't know. We may have to see if he comes back after the break, because we're almost upon that break. But no, I mean, this was a good opening segment to address some of these things. I always like to just let Paul go and hear what is on his mind rather than just, I mean, what? I knew I was expected to say something about the Putin speech, right? It didn't seem like it was as eventful as some may have expected. It doesn't seem like he's saying in very many certain terms, oh, yes, we're going to do this and finish this by these dates and just take care of this Ukraine conflict. There were some pretty good points. I noticed that were left out of most of the corporate media quotes from him. Certainly, they only picked quotes that made him seem like an aggressor and saying you're not going to defeat Russia. But, you know, not saying any of the reasons, you know, behind why they are doing this and what has been done to the Russian people, for that matter. So, I mean, it's the quotes you don't hear quoted in the corporate media rather than the ones that are, which generally make all the difference. And this goes back to many leaders of the past, Gaddafi, Adolf Hitler. You really have to go to the source whenever possible. But no, the speech at least laid out some interesting points, although I'm one of those who doesn't think that he's completely uncompromisable by these powers. We'll be right back after the break, folks, see if Paul will be with us. Just one life in a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground and I won't back down.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
You can be.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with my often censored or cut off Tuesday regular co-host, Paul, in California. I believe he's back. Paul, are you back with us? Maybe he was pulled again. Wow. Perfect timing. Okay, well, evidently we are under attack here, folks. So we'll see if we can get him back. But clearly someone doesn't want the rest of that story told, evidently. I'll go to some news, you know, and we'll see if he turns back up, folks. But that kind of speaks for itself. And I don't know. I was enjoying the story.
I'm here. It's interesting because this now happened twice. I called back in, and I was listening to the music on the break. And then all of a sudden, when you started to speak again, when your show began again after the break, then my phone, the call just dropped. I'm just sitting here holding the phone in my hand. And I didn't touch any button or anything. So that was interesting.
Yeah, no, that was a double oy vey to the 10th power, to be sure.
You know, it makes you wonder. You know, it's like, okay, is it just a coincidence? I don't know. At what point did I drop off in my storytelling, roughly? Do you know?
Oh yeah, I mean, you said that after the second flick of the ear, Red turned around and he grabbed him with both, and then that's the last we heard.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God! So there I was. I was literally, as normally, you know, telling one of my stories, ranting and raving like a lunatic on by myself in the truck, my car, my vehicle, and, you know, told his whole story with all this stuff, and nobody heard anything after he grabbed him with both hands. Fascinating. Amazing. So is there time to finish it? We want to try to finish it now? Let's see what time.
Yeah,
25. Okay, so, all right, so grabbed him with both hands, because it was an important point that I was making, right? Grabbed him with both hands, pulled him, you know, close, right, and then released the right hand. I guess he was right-handed, obviously, right? Because I can still see it in my mind's eye. Started repeatedly punching him. I mean, I'm talking about like 4, 5, 6, 7 punches. Boom, 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 super fast, right? And then after he did that, you know, and everybody's in shock, including, you know, the guy that's getting punched. He kind of stood up real quick and then pulled him to the ground, spun over, got on top of him, and continued to pummel him on the ground. And I still remember the sound of, you know, the fist hitting, you know, contacting him, right? I mean, it's a very, you know, these things leave an impression on you. The teacher was shocked, sort of, finally came over and, you know, pulled him off, broke it up, right? But the point being is not only did this individual deal with that situation in the moment, but he permanently changed this little pesky, you know, prankster bully's personality. This guy was never the same. His attitude and his personality was never the same. And leave alone probably his lip. His lip was probably never the same either. And, you know, it was a very, shall we say, interesting thing to see, to watch, and a kind of a little bit of a lesson. So, yeah, it's a metaphor. It's an allegory, but it makes the point that sooner or later, we're going to have to punch some people in the mouth. And nothing else really matters, in my opinion. You know, all the talk shows, all the podcasts, all the research, you know, all the publications, all the building a political consensus, political movement, that's all fine and dandy. But we can be sure that these people, our sworn enemy, are doing everything they can to punch us in every single way. And that's the reason I told the story. Hope you enjoyed it, and sorry it got cut off.
No, that, well, yes, that was a good finish. And so, yeah, he was never the same again, this former bully.
You talk about a lesson. He got taught a lesson, and I'm sure it remained with him for a very long time, because I doubt anybody had done that to him so quickly, so aggressively, and so dominantly. You know, it's just, that's what has to occur sometimes in life. You know, nothing else works.
Yes. Yes, no, that absolutely is true. I don't know if there's anything else we should try to add here. See, there are just mere moments until we have the bottom of the hour.
We can talk about news after the break.
Yeah. No, indeed. Indeed. So, yeah, we'll just hold it there. Please support us folks, though, to keep all of this free speech alive. It's obvious that there are some out there who don't like all the free speech at RBN. And so we need your help to make sure that we can continue. We certainly can't count on anything but donors. So go to the donate page at republicbroadcasting.org and help us out. We'll be right back. Stick around.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with my Tuesday co-host, Paul, in California. And yeah, I would like to just quickly run a couple news headlines out there for those who would like these updates and appreciate them. We have the Polish prime minister saying, we want permanent U.S. military bases. So, you know, they're not worried if they're they're so persuaded by Jewish power in the U.S. They're okay with being a target for having such on their premises.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the Jewish hand reaches up the sock puppet spokespeople of any government they can get into. Oh, yeah, we want the U.S. government military, but we want more synagogues. We want more gay transgender rights in this country. Go on, Richard. I'm sorry.
No. Exactly. And here's another one. In reversal, Finland declares readiness to join NATO even without Sweden. So I'm sure there wasn't any arm twisting there either, right?
Oh, God. We got to rename NATO.
And then, of course, you know, these shot companies, pharma companies, all excruciatingly Jewish. I love how a lot of these, well, can't stand how a lot of these even so-called independent sources will try to play down the fact that these are just genuinely all of these RNA / DNA meddling shots completely unfit for any humans. You know, they, I mean,
I was just going to say a witch's brew, basically just picture a big pot, you know, sorcery, you know, with somebody stirring it, you know, and in black and red robes, you know, talking about, you know, the eye of Newt and, you know, warts from a pregnant frog and so on. It's just, go on.
Well, here are a couple of example headlines of that. Here's one. The trials should have been halted. Rate of serious adverse events closely tracks spike in post-vax disabilities. Okay, well, you know, that one's not as bad. Yes, they should have stopped even at the trials and never even moved on to giving them to people. I mean, I don't know how much people are getting the significance there, but another one, Pfizer knowingly allowed dangerous components in its vaccines. Now, that totally skirts the issue.
No, we can't have dangerous components in there. What fun would that be?
And it talks about different batches potentially being worse than others, and how you know, when you buy milk, you don't expect one to be like half watered down and then another one to be filled with yogurt instead of the same kind of standards do exist in the vaccine industry, and they just weren't followed and all this.
What do they call that? There's I think it's like might be standard manufacturing process or good manufacturing practices. I'm not sure. There was a great video I watched a few weeks ago about that. How there was obvious intent for harm. I think that was a title, was Intent to Harm, and it was some woman. I believe she was either some scientist or a former rep for one of these companies, talking about the fact that the variation in the batches shows you intent to harm because, you know, a violation of standard, you know, or uniform manufacturing processes. It was an interesting video.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, that's more along the same lines I was mentioning here.
Like I said in the first half hour, I don't know if I mentioned it was the Jews and they're like the Grinch that stole Christmas. You know, again, I like that analogy. It's come to me before, and it came to me again this morning, and I can't but think we just got to have to keep going, right? They want to inject the children. They want to chemtrail Whoville. Forget about ruining Christmas. They want to chemtrail Whoville all year long. They want to cause droughts, right? They want to not only inject the children, right, but they want to poison their minds with all kind of anti-Who and anti-Whoville propaganda, you know, make them feel bad about themselves and welcome in all kinds of other anti-Who people into Whoville to change it and make it more diverse. And on, I could just keep going on and on about this, but I'm sorry to keep interrupting your news stories.
No, those are just all just fine.
How about ritual little Who sacrifice? Well, they're also going to engage in a child, you know, Whoville sex trafficking, right? I like this analogy because almost everybody has been exposed to The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I remember reading the book as a child and then seeing the movie. I thought it was really, you know, the cartoon movie. It was enjoyable. I think we really, somebody out there with imagination can just run with this idea and create a nice little video. Instead of The Grinch that stole Christmas, we know who it is that's going to steal Christmas and get us to erect a 40-foot menorah on the White House lawn.
Yeah, but there are so many debates, though, that I cringe even trying to get into with people who won't budge on their belief systems. Like, you know, the ones who point out, well, these are Jews who say they are Jews but are not. You know, there's that one always out there. And just the whole thing, and you get from the love and light crowd or a lot of the, medical tyranny truthers, but who don't go into many other subjects. You see that explode since COVID psyop. And you'll get a lot of people who, yes, they'll boil everything down to a group of Satanist pedophiles, just like you said earlier. Never name the Jews. But then there are some out there who will try to merge the two, who will say, well, Judaism is a bunch of satanic pedophiles. And they'll just try, they'll just think that, you know, those kind of memes are going to wake everyone up, and that they'll, people will just be like, oh,
or,
okay.
Or they'll go like this, Richard. They'll go, it's the corporations. Or it's communitarianism. How about that one? It's communitarianism.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry.
But here, I saved the best article for last for you, though, Paul. Okay, this is
big news.
Huge protest across Israel against the government's judicial reform. Okay, now we have one tweet out of AFP news agency on this. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested on Monday against the government's judicial reform bill, which they say threatens democracy, as lawmakers ready for a key vote on the controversial overhaul. And then here's another one from timesofisrael.com tweeted out. Live update, anti-government protests march around Knesset. Now, the rest of the others are in some sand person language. I suppose it's the Jewish writings. So I can't read the rest of the headlines above the other videos from Twitter. That were, someone has a lot of access to Jews who don't even use English there. I don't know.
So has the ADL called in yet?
No. We do have some callers, though, and you know, we should. Let's hear some feedback, for sure. First, we have Dan in Washington, who's been patiently on hold for a while. Thank you for waiting. Dan, please, the floor is yours. What's on your mind?
Real quick, the original story of Scrooge, and also the one with Fagin, the orphan story. I forgot what that was called, but they were all Jews in those original stories. I heard somebody read, if you look up the version written in the 1700s or something, basically the word Jew was used about 300 times to talk about Ebenezer Scrooge, but they actually went after him and got him to edit that stuff out. So it's kind of an interesting take. They really were Jews at first. So that's when Western civilization actually told their kids and warned people about these people. But real quick, we got to watch Fed posting. I agree with you, Paul. I agree and I don't agree. I think Jeremy had a great show on Friday with Warren from the National Justice Party. I think people should read that, and I think that's the best thing we got going on.
I was listening to the show.
And because we're not going to get there. You can say there's no political solution, and I would agree, but I we need a group. We need representation, and right now the National Justice Party is doing the best thing. You know, because you're not going to get there. You know, Fed posting isn't going to get you there either, you know.
Well, again, the Fed posting is just some term that somebody made up, okay? I mean, it just, it conveys a meaning, and we all get it. But if we can't even think about or talk about what needs to be done, I mean, let's face it, there's things that need to be done. And I heard that show on, I'm very familiar with the National Justice Party. I listen to Fast the Nation podcast on a regular basis. And, you know, it's great for what it is, okay? But they're trying to build a movement. And right now there's maybe, what, nationwide a few thousand people that are aware of it or part of it. You know, how long will it take to get hundreds of thousands or millions? I don't know. And then what? I keep posting the question, and then what? And then what? And what? Because people are not going to walk away voluntarily from power, and we are never, never going to vote them out. Okay, you could just put that to bed. It's not going to happen. I don't care how many people get elected. This is all part of this idea about, oh, we got to get more people in office. Or we got to go to the local school boards. It's all pathetic nonsense embraced by people other than full-grown men that realize the lay of the land and the way the world works. Okay, the world has always worked by force. I didn't make it. I just observe it. Okay, the world works by force. And I'm sorry.
You're not going to have a movement of people walking around punching them in the nose And if you did, you can't talk about that on the radio here.
We don't need a movement. If you understood the allegory, the metaphor, we just need to punch him in the nose. I made a comment on this show and probably on other shows before, and it's a very simple idea. If your enemy in the main, if your enemy is dead, do you still have an enemy? Sorry, it's just really that simple.
And well, so again, now you know, and Richard, you need to qualify that crap because the Republic could get shot down. If somebody shot a Jew or something and then they listen to Paul in court,
No, I agree. We're not advocating anyone killing
anyone.
Well, you need anyone.
And
I even said
crap
for
like
people,
that.
Because for people who might think that the...
Dan, you just spelled it out. I didn't. I made a simple comment, okay? You're the one that opened your mouth.
Yeah,
well, Fed
that is kind of true.
Doesn't help anything, dude. So when you're insinuating all this stuff...
Well, you know, it is important, Dan, to skirt the edge once in a while to just alert people of what someone at some point will need to do out there if things are going to change. I've heard John Stadmiller many times say this himself, okay, and this is his network. He understood how you need to skirt the line of so-called Fed posting once in a while when it comes to taking back our country, okay? Yeah, Paul, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, well, see, I just want to respond to what just happened, okay? Because we have a regular caller that we both know, and he's the one that spelled out exactly in clear words, right, talking about, you heard what he said, you know, doing something to a particular described individual. I made a conceptual statement. I'm trying to wake people up out of their slumber. That's all my point is to do, is to get them to think properly, okay? Because, again, I don't care how many National Justice parties come along or Green parties or Liberty parties or libertarian parties or, you know, freedom for all parties or any other nonsense. Nothing like that. This, we don't have
And you mostly,
time.
And you mostly
I, hey,
just
real
referred
quick,
to punching
quick,
someone
I,
in the nose. You
hey,
mostly just
hey,
referred to punching
I,
someone
I'm
in the
telling,
nose.
I'm telling you what we can't say. I don't promote violence. And
you're
it's
not,
important
you're not
for you
the
to say you
that,
don't promote
Dan.
Violence.
You're not the arbiter of that. You want to call in and give your opinion? Go ahead and give your opinion. But you don't control
well,
the debate.
It.
Well, no, that's fine. That's good and well. But, Dan, I mean, just understand my point. I mean, it wasn't so much condoning violence when John himself would point out that at some point some people are going to wind up rising up to do the only thing that looks like would need to happen for things to be righted and this
got,
to get back on track.
Listen,
okay, now I don't think that is going overboard, and that's not – telling people to do it. That's not helping organize people doing it or anything like that. That's just saying that at some point it's acknowledging what out there may happen from others. And, there's a difference. But there are ways that you can address this. I think both of you make valid points, and somewhere in the middle, you know, is where
Richard,
we can get by. But, no, I really, Dan, I appreciate it, but I have some other callers building here, and I'm running out of time, actually. I want to go to, yes, sir, Jay in California. Jay, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Jonathan Greenblatt, and I'm sick of the... Sorry, guys, I couldn't help it. I just wanted to call in and qualify. Last time I called, when I was talking about the Ashkenazi stuff, I'm in no way trying to take Jews off the hook. I mean, I talk more about them than you guys do. My family's going to have me thrown in a cage. All I was trying to do is add a layer to the deception that I think Ashkenazis have no Semitic blood, but they hide behind that, and that's how they have this claim to the
See, I disagree. I'd say that they have a different admixture. They have some of that same blood mixed with other blood. Okay. I remember actually one caller recently, I believe it was Mr. Rivero's show, may have been just yesterday, but I remember there was someone pointing out that one study's research showed that the males were all from the Sephardic originally in what is the Ashkenazi now, but the females were from European stock. That made
well,
up what is Ashkenazi. So there are a lot, and we can't be sure which is which out there, you know, but it doesn't matter. It's a cult.
It doesn't matter.
Okay?
It doesn't matter.
Identifying as one, if you're Sephardic or Ashkenazi, okay, yeah, either way. Yeah, I mean, when you look at the cult of group behavior, okay, you know, that's the issue.
I totally agree with you. My question, and then I'll let you guys talk about it, I would like to know what Paul, I feel Paul's pain when he's talking. I feel that, because it's like banging your head against the wall, talking to people, and people are trying to talk. Well, we need to, you know, form a group. We need to, you know, make a book club and fight. It's not going to work. So I was wondering what he would lay out, what he would like to see. If he could write the rest of the story, what would you like to see? I know that there's going to be some sort of armed militia type of thing. There's going to have to be that part of it. But if Jay, there's parts he can talk about, yeah.
So, Jay, that can only be laid out, and it's fairly straightforward, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who has thought about this problem. That can only be laid out in person, you know, and with another individual, and, you know, in some sort of a, you know, formal, informal discussion or meeting with no cell phones allowed.
I understand. I totally understand that.
It's pretty simple, and my point would simply be this, is we have blacks right now for years online talking openly about killing whites, about killing cops, and all the other stuff, right? We have an anti-white agenda in this country that is coming to be accepted by the mainstream media and even the population in general. We have white people kneeling down and apologizing all over the place. If you saw those BLM demonstrations in 2020. So this is not going away anytime soon, and it's not going to get any better. And we're running out of time. They're chemtrailing us every single day, weather warfare, biowarfare. They're injecting as many as they can, millions of people, with their Jewish poisons. Okay? They're stealing our wealth, right? They're raising the cost of living. They're trying to destroy the infrastructure. They're trying to destroy our capacity to feed ourselves. I mean, you know, we don't have time, is my message. That's all I really tried to say for a very long time. The time for talk, you know, the only talk we should be doing is talk about what we can do, what we need to do, not about, you know, politics. That's my main message over and over.
Well, thank you, Jay. A couple more callers in the queue, but I always appreciate your calls. Charles in Florida. Welcome, Charles. What's on your mind?
Hi, Richard and Paul. I'll try to be brief. Did you see the truthseeker.co.uk? They had an interesting article about Theodore Herzl that Herzl was trying to change Jews when he formed Zionism. He was wanted to remold them in the image of Austria, where he was from. He was raised a Catholic, and Catholic Austrians and believers in a free society of you know, where people would have freedom of opinion and freedom of, you know, to differ
well,
with each other.
That's kind of curious.
Yeah, originally,
Jews were a hostile group to others before Zionism, but Zionism honestly seemed to make things worse to some degree in the levels.
Yeah, it made it worse because the Polish and Russian Jews, you know, with their shtetl, you know, were complete opposite. He wanted to Herzl wanted to reform them, but he was engulfed by these East European Jews.
Okay. Well, Paul, do you have anything quickly to respond to that with before we go to the last caller?
No. It's an interesting point. Thanks. True Seeker is a good site. They have some good material there often.
All right. Well, thank you. Always appreciate your calls, Charles.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Brian in Washington. Hey, thank you for holding. Brian, what's on your mind today, sir?
Well, I'm not quite ready to take up arms myself. I still like the use of communication, which RBN provides. Chris Hinckley was on 2 hours ago on this network, responding to a encouragement to have him look at what Adam Green has to say. Paul's morning rant here this morning is pretty clear, but why is the discussion of Christians' involvement in all of this nightmare the sacred cow that we can't talk about?
You mean the Catholic Church? You mean the Christian Church? Because Christian is not a racial concept.
Okay.
When I speak about Jews, I'm speaking racially.
So maybe if you were to go to Adam Green's No More News, like Charles, the last caller, has been recommending, maybe we could find out who our enemy is. What if the New Testament was made from the people that made the First Testament and were being bamboozled here into hook, line, and sinker supporting this whole nightmare. It's, you know, was done by the likes of Theodore Herzl after World War II in the Middle East.
I might say instead of hooked line and sinker, say hooked nose line and sinker. You know, the whole concept and discussion of the religious aspects of this, the Bible, the New Testament, the Old Testament, interests me not in any way, and it hasn't for many years because it's all irrelevant in my opinion. This comes down to a racial war, a racial enemy. The fact that our racial enemy, the Jews, is flooding this and all other white countries with alien, non-white, other races, right, that are in many cases 15 or 20 points or more lower on the IQ scale, nothing in common with us in terms of civilization, inventiveness, culture, behavior, etc. That shows you it's in the main, a racial war, not a religious war, not a war of philosophy. It is a real-world biological war. We have to think along those lines in those terms if we're going to survive.
It's true. It's Jews behind the attempt to wipe out white countries. And anyone who says otherwise hasn't looked into it. Now, is it every single Jew on the planet who's inspiring and contributing to this? No, but in a lot of ways, helping out, as I mentioned earlier in the program, helping out in little ways, supporting, giving favoritism, going with any agendas you know Jews go with. You know, that's how everyday Jews do contribute to the fold. But we are running quickly out of time. Brian, anything else?
Yeah, I would encourage you to look at what No More News has been saying for a year. I'm not saying that he is not a controlled opposition gatekeeper shill, of which, you know, YouTube, like Adam Green exposed, point out. He's quite likely deceptive, but he will accept invitations for interviews. What he's trying to say is being asked for by the RBN listeners, okay, and apparently it's the sacred cow.
Okay, no, fair enough, sir. And no, I mean, the Christian Zionism support of Jewish power is an issue as well. I don't disagree whatsoever on that. Well, thank you for your call. Paul, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. Maybe we'll see you this Thursday if things work out.
Well, thank you, Richard, and sorry that I was a little bit on my ranting and raving boat today, but thanks again for having me.
Not at all. I mean, even the disconnections helped prove our point today. Okay, I just apologize for my rocky start introducing you, Paul.
No. We're trying out here. We're trying. All we're doing is talking. That's it.
Yes, sir. All right, folks, and please support the network to keep all this alive. Free speech at RBN. What a concept. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.